thankful in our season of celebration. And whether you know this, as God gives you every day to come on this earth, you are to be celebrating that what God gave you. However, if there's things that we have not, and using the testimonies we're going to use, all this is going to filter into the hour of staying in this mode of gratefulness. Because we're in a world right now that's trying and has tried and will continue to try as long as there's a thief out there known as the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, the devil, right? And anything else you want to call him, Beelzebub, you know, the king of the flies, you know, the liar, the father of liars, because he is the father of liars, right? Come on, there's no such thing as a little lie, because a lie is a lie to God. Come on, half a truth, which is a lie. Come on, half a truth is still a whole lie. Amen, because with God, we cannot negotiate his word. We cannot do it. The only way we can negotiate in the word of God is that he honors his word where we're at. And it's a difficult one. Come on, say amen. So in our celebrations, first and foremost, yesterday I was able to see someone in the afternoon. I haven't seen people in a while, you know. It's good to see them. And, you know, they complimented us. They say we still look as young as ever. I said, stop it. You can be truthful. Don't lie to me. Because it's white. It's not black no more, that mustache. Hello. But they were nice to see people that have attended our church. And they have not attended no other church. But the same that we do, but we know their hearts, and I pray that they know our hearts. And celebrating, as we said yesterday, God knows our heart. But I know that if our heart, where we're at, the celebrated ones, and those celebrating those, God has to bring to us this morning that what began in the garden has continued throughout where we're at in time. And that is the way of our lives not staying in our celebrated season. And every day is a celebrated point of our season. Every day that we're on this earth. Come on. But we got to be, we need to come on, Holy Spirit. Let's refocus. Romans chapter 12, International Standard Versions, verse number 1. It says, I therefore urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy. How many know we're in God's mercy right now? How many know God's very merciful? Actually, how many are grateful that he's merciful? He lets us get away with things we shouldn't have gone away with, but he's merciful. Come on, I thank God for mercy, because that's what brought us thus far. And so, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies, this is saying, say us, to offer our body, don't say yours, but our body, because it's easy to point for someone else to do it, but God is speaking directly to each and every one here. If you're going to be concerned for those that are absent, just pray for them. God knows. Say God knows. Come on. God knows what they're involved with, what's doing it. They're sick, really, or celebrating, or a celebrated day kept them from entering. The mercies of God still exist. It doesn't matter. They're in the will of God. Come on, say amen. And it says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice that are holy and pleasing to God. How many know we're here to please God this morning? The purpose that you're still here in this world is that God would have you be pleased with him. Say him. Not everything else around you, but with him. However, it's not easy, even though one of those celebrating those are the ones being celebrated. We still got to remain in our place where God has us this morning. As we had us yesterday, from the morning to the evening. Thank God for the prayers. Come on. Thank God that was confirmed. Hello. Confirmed that people see us. We're out there. I'm saying we because it's our ministry. Thank God for you that do come out. Thank God for your hearts. But even though you were the ones out there praying for those, God knew your heart. And that's what he's going to deal. God's going to deal with still with your heart. Even though we're the ones doing what we're called to do. So like right now, I'm here, but God knows where I'm at in my heart. That I have to remain an acceptable and pleasing to God, for this is my reasonable way for us to worship. This is our service. This is what we're able to do. And it's not easy because verse number two says, but do not be conformed to this world. Come on. Hello. But continuously be transformed. Hello. Here's where it comes. Renewing of our mind so that we, I'm changing this. I'm not changing the actual me. I'm changing not you. I'm putting myself involved here. Even though I know it says you, but it's we may be able to determine what God's will is, what is proper and pleasing and perfect. Come on, are you here? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, move me aside. Be the spokesman. Be my voice, Holy Spirit. Do what you're called to do. Reach those that you're called to reach. Those that are absent, they're in your hands, Father. Let it remind every heart here this morning, every ear here, what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say in this hour that we are, Father. We're in a great moment, our God, celebrating with our country, Father, 250 years, thanking you for proclaiming back what originated 250 years ago. This is and will be a Christian nation, my God. You created it. You birthed it. It was the sweat and tears, the sacrifices of those that you called, Father, who fought for it. We can be where we're at today in this freedom, Father. As you bring it back, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for those that you have called out, for those that gave their lives, Father, sacrificed with a vision that you proclaimed to have given to them, my God, that we can celebrate it today and every day, Father God. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, and you should agree by saying. And what is he saying to us this morning? What's he saying to us? He's saying to us, because of what we're talking about, celebrating and being grateful in our celebration, I pray that, we don't know how Jack thinks, you know. We kind of do, but we don't. Come on, say amen. And he's going to let us know by crying, right? He's going to let us know that, hey, because, you know, kid, that's what babies do. But, you know, we're celebrating, those and the many yesterday that graduated and those that graduated last week and et cetera. But today's a new day. Come on, today's a new hour. Hello. And that goes no different for you. We're not you that in your employment and you that you are in positions and you that are striving for the more or the better. Come on. We're always striving for the more and the better. Come on. And if you know what striving means, the Bible doesn't say strive for things of the world. He says, don't be conformed to the world here. But if you're going to strive to become more in your place in the will of God. God has a will. How many know what the will of God is for us as an individual? You as a woman, you as men, you as young adults, you as youth. We know what the little kids are. We got responsibility for that until they reach an accountable age. But what is that as the will of God? And the first thing we can tell you is that don't be conformed, but be transformed. And where did the transformation begin? In the renewing, say renewing. We need to be renewed daily. Come on, help me here, somebody. Every morning, because how many know we're aging? We're edging toward eternity every day. Come on, we got those that are living up to 100, and I think the longest one I've seen is 113 recently. They passed on and they were grateful. So we know we can reach that kind of level. But daily, we need to be transformed. Daily, we need to be renewed. Daily, say daily. You can't be what yesterday was. Gloria, John, right? That's yesterday. So let him go if you don't want to stay. Come on, say amen. Amen. Don't show up if you don't want to hear it. Come on, that's how easy it is. That's yesterday. Come on. But the greatest point of all that yesterday, if there's anything to be renewed this morning, is the gratefulness that no matter how many hunks we get, no matter the confirmation that it's great that we're We're being recognized. It's awesome that they're giving you the high five, but more so that person that you prayed for, those persons that you hoped for, woke up in their right mindset. God honored their prayer. God touched them. God lift them up, which we pray right now always, right? Praying for Kevin's sister, come on. Praying that all will be well. Praying that she will successfully come out from that. Come on, say amen. I saw her there yesterday, and I was praying. I said, God, if you want me, I will open the door, and I will go there, but you have to give me a language. I can't speak Spanish that well, but I'm going to go after the root. Say the root, because that's what we're coming for. We're coming for the root this morning that takes away the gratefulness from your celebrations. You could be there celebrated. You could be the celebrated one, but deep down inside, say inside. Because that's where the Lord looks at. Say amen, somebody. I know. Hey, I like this look. Come on. Don't bury me like this because I wouldn't know what I look like. Just put on me a t-shirt and that's it. And say goodbye. Because I'm not here no more. I'm going home to be with the Savior. Come on. I'm going to go get my robe. I'm going to go get my crown. But while I'm alive, I want to know how I look. Say amen, somebody. Because I could see myself, but sometimes, how many of you looked in the mirror this morning and remember how you look? Don't say you remember, because you kind of call the Bible a liar. The Bible says, let every man be a liar, but not God's word. Come on, how many know you got a hair out of place, ladies, guys? Oh, you forgot the dye didn't hit that place. I could see the streak. Come on. Hello. Oh, look at your mustache. You trimmed it wrong. No, never mind. Being renewed, being in a position, because we're in a celebrated moment and God wants to lift us up. God wants to make provision. God wants to bring us to where we're supposed to be when it's in His will. His will that we be above. That's why He says, be like the eagle, right? Be as the eagle. Why? Because they go further than any of the birds and the species of the birds. They can go and they can see. I can't even see sometimes. Hello. My wife asked me on the way home. It was 9 o'clock coming home, right? Yo, can you see? I said, nope, it's blurry. But thank God for my angels, right? She goes, well, pull over, I'll drive. I said, no, because if I die, you die with me. Right? Because, you know, I said, man, what the heck? I can't see now. Take my glasses. I can see. That makes no sense to me. But in the realm of the celebration, in the realm of going forward, in the realm of being above, not beneath, being the head. How many of you know you're called to be the head? And He didn't say because you're going to be well. He didn't say because you're going to have it all. He didn't say because you're going to be number one. He says it the way He says it. You're going to be the head, not the tail. So it doesn't matter. What matters is when you're in the will of God, you will be in the head. Oh, help me here, Jesus. We got to get to that place because we're in an hour. We got to come to God and understand about the renewing that needs to be, the transforming that must become, that we will stay grateful, thankful in our season. Come on, say our season of celebration. Do I have a reason to celebrate? Absolutely. Why? Because we shouldn't be here. Come on. Celebrate the phone call, our text. See, if we get texting now, they have to call you. So you're all happy with text? No. What happened to the good old call me? Having grandkids and have kids, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. You ever know what that one is? Hello, that's that. I go, what? Call me, beat me? Well, in the business world, when it first started with beepers, I had to have two of them. Oh, you're not listening. What happens? And we're so happy now we're being tracked. Trackers all over us. Hello? It's called cell phones now. They're tracking you. Come on. You can't even look at something, looking up something on your tablets or your computers. And next thing you know, you're getting an email or a text saying, we saw you looking. When did you see me? Because you logged on and you looked at our site. Now we got you. Say they got us. They got you on your smart televisions. We're the dumb ones. The televisions are smarter than us. Come on. They're watching us. Oh, but we're okay with that, right? I wouldn't be concerned because we are being watched. His eyes, the Bible says, are on us. Come on. God is watching us. He's watching for us. And we need to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 12 with me. Romans 12, Hebrews 12 now. Because we got to take something for what it's worth. Say what it's worth. And I'm going to tell you, he's worth it all. Come on, he's worth it all. You know, he's what? We're just saying. How many realize he is the great I am? No, he is the great I am. The first one in the family. That's a celebration. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I got those in my family, you know, and we got in our other family. We say we got much to celebrate, but we celebrate more that our God is their God. Why? Because I know when he becomes their God, they're going to be okay. Say amen. We know that if we depart, they're going to be okay, and God will continue because they're going to be the heads also. Because we're all called to be heads. You're not to be the tail. What do they call it? You're not to be the cola. What's wrong? When my wife said, oh God, what? Isn't that a truth? The back end? Huh? The thing that your tongue continues into and ends up? How many know that your tongue starts and ends up there? Oh, you guys, you need some help. You know, because the truth will set us free. Hello? Because that's why he says it's not what goes in that defiles you. It's what comes out. Oh, help me here, Jesus. And we're not talking about the end of that. It what comes out of your mouth. So we're going to the book of Hebrews real quick, like 12th chapter. We have to understand this because even though we are in a celebrated moment, we're in Jubilee, which is every day now. It was a custom for the Jewish people, and they do celebrate 50 years at a time. We're doing that in our country, but for the saints of God that we are, every day is Jubilee. Why? Because the price has been paid. Hello, the price has been paid. But I'm going to tell you, it's a war to stay in the celebrated moment because of what life has produced, what past continue to produce, and what our eyesight see, and what our hearing hears. It's a difficult time to stay in your gratefulness. This is why we got to continuously use the word in the chapter 16th of the book of Matthew's chapter and 18, continuing in the same book. He gives us the words to bind and loose. Whatever you bind shall be loose. And whatever you loose shall be bound. Come on, say amen. And this is something you got to understand what to use and how to use it. Because if you don't learn to operate in the will of God, because if you don't learn to bind and or to loose, you won't be flowing in the will of God. Because most people don't realize that the Bible that's so twisted today and so many definitions. And again, we don't have an American Jesus. He will never be an American Jesus. What's going to be American is us, Gentiles. Known as Gentiles, being adopted into the Hebrew way. Being grafted into the Greek understanding. Speaking in the Aramaic ways that God has spoken. Jesus and Peter were Jewish. Hello. It wasn't Jesus and American Peter. It was Jesus and the fisherman known as Peter. Come on. So we got to understand what they interpret to us in English today and now changing it over. I'm reading one of the different versions of the King James Version. Hello. And there's many. There's new ones now. The Passion Bible is one of the other newest, latest ones. You know, they're constantly giving new words. But you got to learn the words of our God. Say our God. That's why I'm bringing Rabbi. You're going to hear a little different next week. Come on. You're going to hear it the way it should be said. The way it's been produced, that it be spoken. And I'm sorry. I love the Word of God, and I thank God for it. And I'll get there. Just remember, I'm thanking God for those words. But verse 12 in chapter of the book of Hebrews, I'm still on the International Standard Version. Verse 14, it says, pursue peace with the ones we choose to pursue peace with. Come on, you know, come on. Be honest with God. You know you're not at peace with everybody. Some of you are not even at peace with yourself. Come on, your mind is constantly troubling you. Your thinking is so stinky that nobody wants to be around you because the odor that you're causing, hello. Can you really love somebody that's homeless, haven't showered for weeks? What do you think our soldiers had to go through when they were in the wars? They couldn't shower. And have you ever read what they wanted as in the package? If they could get a package while they were in the war, they wanted a clean pair of socks. How would you like to wear the same socks over and over and over? Come on, you got to understand. You got to understand how life is moving. Come on. And what's happening and what's moving forward. He says, pursue peace with everyone, as well as holiness, without which no one will see God, will see the Lord. I mean, you know, we all want to see the Lord. I mean, we want to see God. Well, what's holiness? Without that, you're not going to see it. Don't let that lie to you out there. Don't let those words be twisted out there that God understands. Ask Him, do you really understand? And all He's going to tell you, wait a minute, I gave you my son. Do you understand what it cost me? I gave him you. You took his life. You tortured him. And it wasn't enough. You put him on display. Come on. This is our Jesus. So don't ask him. Ask yourself. What I don't understand in the will of God. Come on. Because if we don't understand this question that I'm asking you to ask God about yourself, then you won't understand the message of staying grateful in my season of celebration. I have reason to celebrate today that he is moving right now. Come on. He's hearing somebody's cry out there. Someone shall be saved today. Today is the day of salvation. Today, one of our prayers will be answered. Someone that we planted seed is going to water it, and God's going to send the increase because that's how good God is. We celebrate what He's doing. We heard it. He's working when we can't see Him working. He's working behind the scenes. But the difficult part is for us to remain because we are who we are. But remember, we are bought with a price. Come on, help me here, Jesus. And so, but it don't stop there because here's the text. I just started with that, to be at peace. If you can't be with your peace within, how can you be peace without? Without. You can't be at peace with yourself. You can't be at peace with others. Judging constantly, which you judge, there's a way to judge correctly. Come on. And judging don't mean that you're saying that you're going to hell. That's judging. You got to be wise as a serpent. The Bible says wise as a serpent. Say amen. How many know you don't know he's there? Where we were at yesterday, I talked with the owner of the place, young man, born again, believer. We had a good conversation at the end. Gave him my card, not to take him from his church, because he's got some good questions. I answered the best I could, which I knew I answered correctly as best I could. I said, but if you want to show him a little deeper, come visit us next week, because I'm going to have my rabbi friend there. Hello? And you're going to find, but be ready, because you're not going to hear what you want to hear. Because it is not okay with God. Everything's not okay with Him. This is why they're still, why is the little country of Israel so marked? You took the land away because of the will of God. God gives it back, lost it again, gave it back, lost it again. But we're in the final stages now. Nobody's going to take that land ever again. Come on. The problem with our brothers out there is they let things in that they should have not let in, called religion. And a false pretense like us, you know, let everybody come, you know, and worship the God the way you want to. That big mistake. Big mistake. That's not what the Bible says. But we twist God's word because that's who we are. It's called love. Love tells you the truth, right? Love tells me that you're not all right. Come on. So, verse 15, though, this is why we said about being peaceful, because he's coming after us. Say us. He wants us to be at peace. Come on. He wants you to enjoy what God has given you, even though in our mindsets, it's not what we want, but the way God has allowed it to be, because he didn't do it. We're in a sinful world, no matter what. I don't care what we say. Jesus won the way for us back to heaven, but we're still in a sinful world. So expect whatever sin is around us to affect us if we're not careful. That's why we have the blood of Jesus, right? Okay, 14 again. Pursue peace with everyone as well as holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one, say no one, that means including us, including everybody that's in church. Everybody, if you were raised in church or if you weren't raised in church, it still applies to you. And the one I have a difficult time with those that have been raised in church. Like I sit with some of them, I said, no, that's not our God. Where do you get that from? And I'll tell you how. I'm going to tell you what happened. Because where there's much forgiveness, there's much love. You're misusing forgiveness, where we take it seriously. Because without it, we would not exist today. So we're much loved. The Bible, this is his word. We're much forgiveness. That's why your love is different. Not because you were raised up and you've seen, you know, what you've been given. But so see to that no one failed to obtain the grace of God, and that no bitter root. This is what we're coming after. Come on, say bitter. Say bitter. Bitterness. Buttercup. However you want to call it, its bitter root grows up and causes me trouble. Look what it says. Me. You. Me. Hello? Causes me trouble. And many of you will become defiled. This is what he's coming after, because in your season of celebration, which is every day that God gives you, regardless. See, regardless. I watched all those yesterday. I heard all these yelling. Come on. I seen all these people. I said, God, how are you going to save all these people? Not the graduates. They're in a rival way. All these people, I'm looking around, all these different walks of life. How are you going to reach these people? Hello. Because if we don't, like we heard today, it's not my job to go win the people. But I'm out there doing my best. Talking with a young man yesterday, I gave him my best to come to the faithfulness of God, because he said he believes he's going to die at 54. And I corrected that. I go, no. Why do you believe that? You're doing so great. Because you don't understand, people. God does not get glorified if you die prematurely. And you have a right to live to 80 minimum. 80. After that, it's just a blessing. But God would have you that you be glorifying him in that blessing, as well as all blessings of the days God gives us. Amen. Hello, somebody. So this morning in our celebration, we got to be careful and we got to stand firm. But your past, your issues, the ways of life, we heard it. Haven't heard from my son. Come on. Haven't heard from him. I'm not going to touch that right now, because I could, but I'm going to let God deal with that, because he deals with everybody individually. We're not here to put a conviction on nobody. And there is no condemnation to no one. But what I'm grateful for, that all the years of prison he made it and he came out. Leave it there. Come on, somebody say amen. I don't care where you came from. I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad you're there, because God's not through. Telling the young man, though, God is using you to do all this, and you're going to end it at 54 and you got 5 kids? Hello, that's not going to be glorifying God in no way, no how. They'll get angry with him. See, people are ignorant. Say ignorant. We're ignorant. The Bible says, be not, but become knowledgeable in the will of God. Say the will of God. And so we got to understand, because if not, bitterness will creep up. Bitterness has crept up for years. Eve, right, was betrayed by a bitter one. Bitterness is from the devil himself. Satan was bitter that he couldn't be in the garden and acknowledged by the Almighty God. Satan was bitter because he didn't get a daily visit from the Almighty God. Hello! And so what did he do? He went after the one that's being visited. How do you know God is with you? How many know you can go to God anytime? I want you to know, if you really want to feel God, come over here when we're here. I'll leave you alone in here. You talk to, put your little music, that soul, a worship music, just instrumental, and begin to talk to God alone, and you're going to know he's right there with you. Well, he's in your car with you. He's on the job with you. He's in the supermarket. He saw you steal that grape. I told you, be careful with that one. He saw you take that little bite of that candy as a trial in the box, section. They have to get rid of that box section, right? Come on. You're just tempting the Lord right there. Right? For those that love sweets. You call them kids do that. I said, no, it's the adults that do that. Kids only do what adults do. Oh, help me here, Jesus. So with that being said, we got to be careful because he was bitter. Because he couldn't have what we have. We have fellowship with God. We have his presence in us. And not only in us, he watches over his investments. If you know about investments, you watch over it. Come on. And he watches over what he's purchased because he loves us. And so we got to be careful because he wants us to be in a season continuously of gratefulness. Because complaining and murmuring, God hates. He doesn't like that. Are you listening, church? Stay in the book. Stay in the book. Let's go to the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. And remember, this is why we have right here. Somebody asked me, you ain't going to believe this, but we had visitors coming on the grounds the other day while I was out here working. How many know I work at my church? This is my church, so I take responsibility for everything. Come on. So I'm out here working. Amen. I could pay for it to be done. Amen. But sometimes my wife should have never plugged this in me for my house. But she says, nobody cleans the house like you do. When the guys that opened up landscaping business were doing my house, but we began fellowshipping all day long. They were doing my yard, but we're fellowshipping. Hello, come on. And then she goes, you know, they do a good job, but you do a great job. So now this is my house. Hello. I want a great job done. And I mean, no, if you want it great, do it yourself. Jesus, help me here. Come on, help me here. And this person came up and he wanted to show the church that he believes God's going to give him. He brought someone to show the church that God's going to give him my church. So I finally told him, I said, you know what, brother, I appreciate that, but I think you need to tell God to tell me that I'm going to give you my church that we have labored so hard for. Hello. But even the gentleman that was with him, I brought him inside. Look, and the first thing he says, why do you have a sword? I said, open the door for me. Why? Because of this scripture right here. Chapter 4, the book of Hebrew, right? Verse number 12. It says, for the word of God is living and acting sharper than two-edged sword. I don't have a sharp because I don't want the kids to get cut. Come on. This is why I have it, because this is the word of God's reminder and what it does. It's sharper. Say sharper. It does greater than any two-edged sword can ever do. Piercing until it divides the soul and the spirit, joints and the marrow. It reaches where it's unbelievable as it judges the thoughts and the purpose of the heart. See, God knows we celebrated yesterday. God knows we're going to celebrate it and continue to celebrate. You know, my son's in school right now. We're celebrating that he just finished with a grade average. This high, as high as grade average, 3.9. That's an A to me. It's always going to be. Why? Because we're the Almighty's. Hello, Jesus. But sometimes you got to remember this, okay? Now, you know, it's not who gets there first. Just get there. So if you get there with a C average, you got there. That's all that counts to God. But it doesn't help on the world out there. But what counts to God, just keep on moving. Come on, say amen. Just keep holding on. No matter what, keep holding on, right? Because it's sharper than any living and active. I mean, the Word of God is living and active. How many know it's alive? I'm telling you what to and how to become and remain staying grateful in the day of celebration, which is today, because this is the day the Lord has made, the Bible says. We didn't do it. Satan didn't give it to us. The world didn't give it to us. God gave us another day. We are to rejoice. How many know it's okay to be happy? Without substitutes, I can be happy. Hello. I can be happy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is upon us. That's His Word, and His Word is sharper. Come on. It's more active. It's a living. It's living. It's alive. Say it's alive. That means because He's alive. And that Word, if you learn it, it's sharper, and it'll do what cannot be done by the natural senses of man. I don't care how much studies you have. No doctor can do this. No scientist can reach this. Hello, come on. No philosopher can tell me, but God already said it to me. My Word that is in your hand is sharp. I'll cut His spirit. I'll get into His marrow of His bone. Come on, they can't do that. And I'm talking just words. I'm talking just with words. Come on. See, that's why He said be careful with your tongue, because what you say can start a forest fire. And we know that's happened a lot, right? That's what causes a lot of things in our life. That's what causes divorces, is our tongue. And it's not even the action, it's not even the things, but, you know, the money is the root of all evil, which we know everybody argues about at times. Hello? Well, how much is that? Well, it doesn't matter. You have faith, ask God to provide it. Well, don't wait till it's on sale. No, ask God to provide it. You can wait for it to sale, but I'm going to go get it now. Hello? In fact, I found a nice, a brand new, we can get a brand new lawnmower for $299 at Sam's Club. Hello, gas is going out. It's becoming obsolete here in California. I'm just saying. We can buy all these battery-operated ones, but I'm just saying about the gas. Even though it's $5-something a gallon, that's all right. Give me $5 more, God. How many know I talked about God? I need a raise, Lord. I need a raise. You know, our insurance went up. I need a raise, God. Come on. Amen. And so what does He do? He takes out the biggest givers of the house. Gets them upset at me. And I didn't do a thing. But because it's my church, it's my fault. I said, man, you funny, God. I said, give me a raise. Don't cause a depletion. You don't understand that we I gotta believe God for the raise constantly. I'm believing for it now. We're calling in $1 million loan right now. Can't wait till next year. I want it now. Say, I'm spoiled, Brad. I want it now, God, because you say faith is now. I can't wait till tomorrow, God. We need it today. That way we can put a new parking lot. We want a new parking lot too, right? But again, it divides the soul and the joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and the purpose of the heart. Say the heart. Matthew chapter 7, real quick, like I'm winding down a little bit. I can keep on and keeping on. But right now I'm here that we will know each other, that we will learn to walk as we are called to walk in it, and staying in our position we've been called to stay in. Because if our God is alive, we should be ecstatic. Muhammad's still in the grave. Come on, help me here, somebody. I don't know who Buddha is. He's just a fat little guy. I've never seen anybody like that statue. Come on. And I'm sorry, we reached 140,000 souls already. So what are you going to do now, Ghostbusters? Hello, somebody. The Jehovah Witness still. What are you going to do? You reached 140, which you miscalculated, because that's in the time when you're not supposed to be here. And He's talking about Jewish people, by the way. We twist God's word, don't we? Hallelujah. And I'm sorry. I love you all. I love all. I love all. But I'm sorry. I cannot go to Mary to go to my father. I go straight to my father. Because He told me, come boldly to me. Boldly. I go to Him boldly. Come on, God. It's me. I messed up yesterday. Come on. How did you mess up? Because I wanted to beat that guy up. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm human. I didn't do what David did. I didn't go send Uriah out to get killed because I want his wife. No, you didn't hear that. But I know that I can come boldly. And I know that the word are not my words. See, he honors his word, not my words. So if you know God's word, you got to learn to start using God's word for everything. Say everything. We walk into the house. My wife says, blood of Jesus. That's right. Because I don't know what's trying to follow me. Get behind me. See, the Jewish hut, they have it on the on the doorpost. They touch it before they go in. God's word, right? We say the blood. Right? Because it's on us. And nothing can come in. Lord, don't let it come in. Come on. Angels, you're parked right here. Don't let them come in. And they're parked with that sword. Come on. What's that sword? It's the word of God. I have a right to call it out. The Bible says, call those things that are not as though they are. Book of Romans. Hello. Anyway, Book of Matthews, chapter 7. I got to read something. Chapter 7. And it says this because God would have it. It says, and this is, you all know this one. That, how many have been in church for a while? You know this one. Verse number 20. International Standard Version of the book. So by your fruit, they will know you. Yeah, I twisted the word. No, I didn't. I put it in perspective. By the fruit. What does people think about you? Come on, what do they really think about you? I was there yesterday with different kind of people. At the graduation, somebody walked up, Pastor, good to see you. And I have no idea who he was. He didn't look happy. It had a great time. And I said, well, brother, it's good to see you. And of course, after saying a few things, she goes, what's his name? I said, I don't know. You remember him? I sure took a picture. And then search out, who's this? We ain't got that app yet, do we? Oh, yes, we do. Military use it. Hello. Law enforcement use it. Take a picture, they find you, right? And, I said, wow, but he didn't look happy. And now it's trying to trouble me. Because who was that, Lord? You touched my heart to touch it. But he saw me out in hundreds of people, of all the people. Come on. I'm grateful because you know what he asked me? How you doing? So what's the truth? I'm doing great because one of ours is graduating. She fought her way. She got there. Come on. We're here to celebrate. So we're doing great. And I just left the celebration. Come on. So we're doing awesome. I prayed for him as soon as I got home. I said, I don't know who he is. I don't remember him. Help me to remember him. Hello, it's not an age thing. It's because I pretty know when I meet people in God. So I don't know if I learned from the business world or whatever, but I prayed for him. Come on, come on. But I'm so glad that I let him know my fruit's still here. I'm still with Jesus. In fact, I said, we're in a new location, just in case he was at our old location, right? We're in Ucaipa now. Look us up. We're in Ucaipa, Avenue E, off of 4th. I'm going to be a witness, right? Worst thing he would have done, but he would have saw me with a Coors or a Bud Light or whatever, right? Hello, because that could happen to some of us. My fruit, they're going to know. I'm going to know you. You're going to know me by my fruit. And my fruit tells me today that I need to remain what? Grateful. Why? Because the Bible tells me that I need to stay grateful. And everything that he's telling me, I can't let bitterness. I gotta be careful by keeping my mind renewed. I gotta walk in what renewing of the mind daily is calling for, right? Being transformed daily. We're not in heaven yet. We're saved. No, we're not. We're still fighting to stay saved. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We gotta put on, come on, boxing gloves on. Come on, we gotta box our way sometimes. And at times you gotta take the standing 8 count. Go down, wait for the 10, but don't wait till the 10, right? Get up at the 8 and then stand up on 10. Come on, let's do this. One more round, God. Come on, one more round, God. Because I know with you I can do all things. Hello, somebody. I can't do this on my own, but with you, in your will, I can do all things. Come on, help me here. By the fruits that shall know me. But Colossians says it a little different. Let's go to the book of Colossians. I'm winding down. I got to get out of here. I don't got to get up. I got no. I could be here all day with God. I'm sorry. I love His Word. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for that. I love his word. I'm sorry that you don't love him like I love him, maybe. I don't know. Some of you do. We can go on and on and on. And some of you actually want to come up here and take the mic. Come on, because you can preach on that too. And that's a good thing, because that's the will of God. We're spokesmen today. We're all ministers of the Lord all God Almighty. We're all ministers. But the church is full of whiners today. And I'm not talking whine. I'm talking crying, complaining. Because God hasn't given us what we think we should have, but He gave you another day to rejoice. And maybe if you learn that and walk in that and be in the peace of that, that He'll begin to do greater things now, because you're recognizing it's You, God, that I'm here for. And if I only got to give Him a praise, that's all He's asking of me today. Just praise me. Because that way, when I come for you, you'll be praising me all the way up. Come on. Because if not, I'll be praising, crying out the way down. Colossians chapter 2. The difficult part we're going to have right here. This is what, again, I'm International Standard Version. And I'm talking to you now. I'm bringing you to a place. We already told you how things can become, how things are. But now I want to show you how to stay. Say stay. Because the Bible asks us to stay with Him. Come on. Here, let me tell you something. Somebody's worse off than you right now, and they're thanking Him in their worst moments of life. Hello? Worse than you or ever be. And we thank God for that. Say amen. Thank God that you're not being tested in the Colosseum to be as an entertainment for non-believers. And you better have great faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Come on. Or like the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Aguilar. I pray that one, because I don't know, God, I can handle that one. Come on, don't let it happen, Father. Abednego, right? And they won't bow down. Millions all bow down, but you three are refusing. Yeah, because I can't. The Bible says I cannot bow down to no man. How often have we bowed down for man? We bow down because of our dreams, our visions of life in God. Because all of a sudden we think God should be the one that gives us these kind of careers, these kind of incomes, this kind of lifestyle. And He does when you seek the kingdom first and all His righteousness. All things will be added to you. Other than that, you're going to strive so hard. You're going to work so hard, and it's never going to stop. It'll never rise higher than what you can only accomplish without Him. But with Him, it'll go to the levels you cannot. He'll take you to the third heavens to show you. Come on, as Paul the Apostle said. But today, He wants you to go out, and as we start closing down, right? He wants you to see this on verse number 7. And look at this, is what he's telling you. Look at, have confidence in who you are with God. Say, me and God. Not me and you, me and God. Come on, get out that oldie out here, me and you. Come on, God and me. I with God. Hello, this is how you, this is personal. If you don't take this personal, you're going to miss out with God. You're going to miss what He has for you, what He's established for you to be purpose for you in Him. Come on. Oh, help me here, Jesus. He says, for you, say I. For I, put I in there. I have been rooted in Him. See, when He called you and He purchased you and you received that purchasing by Him, you became rooted. Until. And being built up and strengthened in the faith just as you were taught while you continue to be what? See, if you don't stay thankful, if you don't stay in your gratefulness, you're going to start losing out. Say losing out. You're going to be losing out. You're going to start being uprooted when nobody has a right to uproot you except you. The Bible says no one can pluck you out of my hand. But he puts it that you could walk out though. Come on. Because he rooted you. No one can take you out. No devil, no demon, no person except us. See to it, he says. See to that no one enslave you through philosophies, empty deceits, according to human traditions, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to the Messiah. Let me tell you what, church. We, the church, that's who you are. If you don't learn how to put God's word in its rightful place, when somebody of authority comes and gives you, you have the word cancer, where's your life now? Or you have liver issues. Or in my family, we're fighting Alzheimer's. It's taken several of our family members, dementia. We're fine. It's going to be a problem. No, it's not going to be. Why? Because I am rooted in him. And it told me, put on the mind of Christ. And it told me that, put and be transformed. I am not going to go out like that. And neither shall any of my children's children for 1,000 generations. We are fighting. We have cut. We are standing. We're moving. Come on. No one in my family is going to be taken like that ever again. It's going to take your mom. No, she died because her heart stopped. But you know what they put on her certificate? Alzheimer's. Lying devil. But it doesn't matter. She's not here. She's in the heavens, right? But I'll tell you what is a lie. I don't have it. Come on. Not this person. Come on, say amen. I have the mind of Christ because he told me, he gave me his mind. So put it on. And I do this now every day. But I also have to understand that I have been rooted in him to be thankful. And stay thankful. And it's not easy. You have to build up thankfulness. Hello, somebody. I'm trying to close this. See that? I got to be careful through these philosophies that are out there. Empty deceits. Empty promises. Come on. Lies. Come on. Help me here, somebody. Especially if they're human traditions according to the basic principles of the world and not according to the Messiah. If it's not from the Messiah, I don't receive it. And I don't care if you say you are the Messiah. I've learned that there are many deceivers that have gone out. Don't prophesy over me. I'm not going to let you speak that. And don't you take every prophecy for what it's worth. Sometimes you got to just put them in a place, but also be where. One time I took our men to a meetings. And they were there because I'm there to back up a friend. And, I'm there and he's bringing in this prophetic speaker and a couple of his people, and he said they're going to prophesy. He prophesied over me. I said, okay, I'm going to come because I'm coming to. He doesn't know, but I went to go help him, pray for him, because I want to know who's saying what to them, because he's my friend. How many know we protect our friends? We protect you in prayer. We're praying for you constantly. We're fighting a good fight. Come on, I'm before God. If you come into this church, even as a visitor, I'm going before God for you. Why? Because it's not a mistake that you walked in these doors. Hello. If you didn't stay, that's not my fault. You're going to answer to God for that, not me. Come on. But God's going to hear my cry for them. And I remember most of them because I don't have Alzheimer's. I don't have dementia. Come on. I got the mind of Christ. And you think the elephant remembers? Come on. It's stored up in the heavens. Are you here? Oh, come on. I'm forgetting my story. I'm going to go on. You have been. Okay, and it's going to go on. I can't let these things happen. I can't let these. No, he wants me to say it, though. At this conference, one of his students came up to one of my men and said, the Lord said. So you got to be careful when somebody says, the Lord showed me something about you. The Lord said, Donnie. The Lord said. Oh, yeah, what did he say? Like I said, no, he told you he's going to give you my church? Well, you better go tell him. He's got to tell me first because I ain't giving it up. Because if he tells me to give it, I'm going to give it. Trust me, I've learned not to fight God ever because my hands cannot reach the heavens. I'm be fighting air. Hello. He walks up to one of our brothers and says, the Lord told me and showed me about you. And he goes, what did he show me? That Lord's going to give you a wife. Woo! Praise God. Right? Until at least the guy answered before I did, because I'm right there. He says, so what are you going to do with my wife now? I'm married. Hello? False. Oh, no. He's going to cause a divorce? Woo-hoo! No, he didn't say that. He says, oh, yeah? What about my wife now? Hello, people, are you listening? This is real. I'm not making this up. It's out there if you always want to hear a word. You got a word? No, I don't got a word except, yeah, seek him first and his kingdom. Hello? You want to know the will of God? Well, go before him. Study his word. You're going to find out. But if you're running around to hear something from God all the time, you're in the wrong place of life. Come on. Because if you're not careful, the angel that comes like a light. Closing you with Philippians. Well-known verse. Because people of God, when you get out here, I want you to go out there and take what belongs to you. The earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof. Come on. This world belongs to you, but you got to go get it. And you need to go out there and bring people to church. We're here. We're doing everything we can. Come on. We have prayer. We got women's prayer. We got men's days going on. Hello. I'm trying to take our men. Come on. You got to sign up with me. And nobody's come. Nobody. I don't care. I'll go by myself because I don't need no one. I got the invitation. I open it to you. Say amen. And I'm going to go because I know they always have great food too. Amen. Great word. Great fellowship with them. And by the way, we didn't tell you out there, there's three other churches going to be there. Yeah. Pastor Steve's going to be there, and this other pastor's going to be there from another different church. It's going to be interesting because he's Pentecostal. Pentecostal denomination. I said, oh, cool, man. I'm going to go in short sleeves, and I'm going to wear my mustache. No, just kidding. I'm going to wear shorts. Too bad I can't take my wife. Put it on, sweetie. You know what I mean? Because I'm sorry. I'm free. I'm sorry. Closing with Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to go celebrate today. I don't know what I'm going to celebrate except that I'm alive. My family's doing well. We're fighting a good fight. Maybe they got some struggles. Maybe they got some roads that have to be straight, but I've been promised they will be straight. And that I am in a day of affliction, but joy is coming. Come on, because that's his promise to me. Come on, when it comes to my household, my family, my family's families. Hello, somebody. But verse number 13 and 14, it says, birth on chapter 3, Philippians. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have embraced it yet, but this one thing I do. Listen, and he's telling the apostle, this is a great servant of God. This is a Pharisee, Hebrew of Hebrews. Listen, and he's gone to the third heavens. Used greatly by God, like no one ever has been used in the scriptures that we read. He says, brothers, he's telling us, saints of God, brothers, sisters, I do not consider myself to have embraced it yet. But this one thing I do, listen, church, this is for all of us, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I keep pursuing the goal to win the prize of God's heavenly call in the Messiah Jesus. We celebrated yesterday, but I seen those that went to celebrate. I looked at their hearts because how many know I discern hearts? And as I discerned their hearts, I said, you know what? It's great that you're celebrating, but you need to learn to celebrate what God has done for you today. Come on. You are there for a purpose. Come on, say amen. You're the reaching point. Hello. I'm ready to lay hands on, but I don't just go lay hands on everybody. I'm ready to minister, but I just don't go start to minister unless the Lord opened that door. Come on, help me here. And there I am, you know, I'm waiting, and I want to speak to somebody. I said, I want to, God, but I know this is me. They may not understand what we're saying about roots. Hello, bitterness. I don't know if you know this, the root of bitterness, having that for the lady causes breast cancer. And it's the bitterness because you have an ought against your mother or a sister or someone in another female realm. It causes breast cancer. This is why God's trying to tell us. Hello, help me here. You know, we're celebrating, we're happy for the moment, but I need to be happy for eternity. Life that's coming, say amen. And that's why he says, I got to do something. I'm not greater than you. Just because I'm used, he said, even though I've done all this, even though I've seen all this, and all this has happened, I'm still sustained. People, he's saying, let's move forward. Don't forget. Forget that of yesterday. Forget what they did to you. Forget what they're trying to do to you. Forget that they may try to do it again. Forget that and let's celebrate and move forward because God's goal for you is to be the head every single day. God's called you to be in the winner's circle every single day. God called you to walk victorious every day. Not because everything is perfect. Not because you're in perfect health. Not because you're broke or disgusted or wealthy and filth all over you. Because he said so. Press toward the call I have for you, because you don't know what it's like where I have for you up here. Come to the heavenlies with me, church. So today, let's go out and let's take this and let's stay grateful in our season of celebration. 50 years in our country. Come on. 50 years in what God is going to recreate. And then now for us, Father. But Father, God wants to do take you up to the next levels because he's got levels that you have no idea he wants to give you. But it's not going to be through the ways of man. It's going to be by the word of a living God. He gave to you. Come on, say amen. Stand to your feet.